Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking of Aero Precision, we're joined by Kurt Foreman from Aero Precision. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
I've just been looking through the new stuff. I was trying to get up on the new stuff. All the Aero new stuff. I don't know. Do you know about the Bill-proof project that we did a couple of years ago?
I think we discussed it previously. Last time I was on a show, we kind of briefly glossed over that.
So I'm just, I'm always looking at that gun compared. And I do have the new Pro Bolt Carrier group in it now. I did get that. So, I'm watching the gun evolve. But I'm also watching you guys evolve. So tell me about your SHOT Show. What did you guys premiere at SHOT Show?
Yeah, so this SHOT Show was actually a really big year for us. We're kind of known for being, an AR company, and we really wanted to kind of make a big splash and step outside of that this year. So we had three new products at SHOT Show. We had our new short rifle action. We had a full gun chassis and a new sound suppressor.
Not surprising that you guys would go in those directions. Now, you've had other directions you've gone into that I don't want to mention that I was very excited about. Since 2020, the new stuff that you've had to – have you had to curtail R&D?
Yes and no. I mean, there's some stuff of it. Some pieces of it you can do. Kind of regardless, we have our engineering teams, and they're, very focused on that. Some of the materials were harder to get for R&D, and we're still in the R&D process. But it wasn't really too big of a hang-up, as much as one would think, necessarily.
So tell me, let's pick one of these things that you guys came out with new and tell me about the new hotness.
Sure, we can start with the suppressor, and we'll kind of go from there, if that sounds good to you.
Suppressors, I'm about to get into a suppressor, so tell me about suppressors.
Yeah, so we're kind of, this is our debut suppressor. Its name is the Lahar 30. Super excited to get it to market. We're going to have three lengths for it. It's a 30 caliber, fully welded rifle can, so it'll work on, any of your ARs up to your bolt guns, and it's for calibers, it's rated all the way up to 300 Win Mag, so it really gives you a good blanket of coverage for any rifle you have that you may want to suppress.
Right. With that, is this going to be something that you sell on the website? Will you have a dealer network for that?
Yeah, so it'll be available through both channels, kind of like traditionally what
cool.
we do.
Okay.
So something you can order on the website and have it shipped to a FFL SOT to get your Form 4 started on, or something you can go directly to a Class 3 dealer and purchase
right.
from them.
Did you guys, now I'm just curious about this because I heard some rumblings out there about the new E-Form out there that may shorten the wait time, especially on suppressors for some reason. Is that just a really cool accident that you guys brought this out when this is beginning to break out there where it may be easier to get some of these NFA items?
Yeah, it was just impeccable timing and a pure coincidence. We're happy to see it. Obviously, anything to make it easier for people to get their NFA items. And it just has so happened to kind of start coming together right as we're putting this can out to market. So we're not going to complain about it, that's for sure.
Now, you already make a short barrel rifle, so I'm sure you do. Will you make components for it? You make components
for it.
Yeah, we make
components.
You don't have to worry about actually NFA. So did you have to go into a process of laying out the infrastructure for people being able to buy them from your website?
Yeah, so that's kind of a whole new piece of this is, right, we have to validate that the dealer they're shipping it to can accept the item because you actually need a special kind of FFL in order to deal in NFA items. So it's a little different. It's not like your traditional FFL that we normally check for. We got to make sure they have this extra level, their SOT, their special operations tax, in order to do transfers on these items. So that is definitely a big piece of it.
Wouldn't it be great if it, you know, in England, you have to have really good legs because you're jumping through a bunch of flaming hoops to buy the gun.
Yeah.
But if you want to buy the suppressor, they sell them just about at the drugstores. I mean, the suppressor it's almost a required, it's considered polite, good form to have a suppressor on your gun there. There's no process to getting it. Wouldn't that be nice to have that happen in here?
Yeah, you know, that's something a lot of people have advocated for a long time. They definitely make for a more comfortable and a safer shooting experience, not just for the person shooting the gun, but everyone around them. So, you know, I always dream that one day we'll have something like that here.
So one thing about suppressors that I've discovered this, suppressors sort of overgas the gun mechanically, don't they?
They can.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing for it to be overgassed. I mean, it's just running faster, right?
There's a point where overgassing can create, you know, reliability issues. You'll get ejection issues or even, in extreme cases, stuck cases. So it's just a matter of finding a balance. Something I always tell people is there's no free lunch. So you kind of got to make sure the gun's tuned for how you want it and understand that there might be some sacrifice elsewhere on that.
So here's one question. This is purely for my own edification. You probably already don't scoff too much at me if you would. I know with do suppressors have to be sort of tuned to a certain ammo as far as pressure and everything that's happening with them, or will most of the modern cans that are out there today, like yours, are they going to work with whatever I feed the weapon?
I mean, as long as the bore size on the you know, the ammo you're trying to put through, it's right. Obviously, we're trying to put 9mm through a 30 cal can. That won't work. But the composition of the powder and everything, no, it shouldn't matter too much. You know, certain cans also have, like, caliber restrictions. That'll be a thing. But if it falls within, so if I have a can that's rated for 308, generally speaking, no matter what 308 I put through it, the can should be able to handle it pretty well.
I don't know very much. I don't own a single NFA item. Not one. Yet. But I'm working on it. I am working on it. And just out of curiosity, now when the time comes that I do get an NFA item, does Aero Precision make a muzzle device that I can just put that can on to?
Yeah, we do plan to have a QD optional with the can. So it'll be our Mantle QD system. That'll come with a muzzle device you put on any, you know, gun with the correct thread pitch, and it'll allow the can to QD right onto the end of the muzzle.
I've never been down this pathway before. I mean, I've carried M16s when I was in the military, and I mean, there was nothing about them that was special. Not a thing. We didn't have suppressors. We didn't have optics. We didn't even have quad rails. So this, as I dig deeper into this, as I age at the same time, and it becomes more and more interesting. Now, Kirk works at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Coming up on the first break. Most of you probably have some AeroPrecision DNA in your gun and you just don't know it because so many of their parts are OEM parts. And those are the parts that don't break. Those are the parts that run and just run and run and run. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Kirk Foreman from Aero Precision. Now, these things that we're talking about that you premiered at SHOT Show, do they need to go to your what do you call it, the official Aero Precision 2022 calendar? Is that where you show that where the things are dropping into circulation?
No, we don't have them on the calendar yet. We're still working some of those details out, but as soon as we have like hard launch dates for each of these items, we'll push those public.
And, okay, so they, okay. What is, and I'm curious now, is this just a calendar, or it, you know, it says a supply drop, or is this a calendar that you can get and then know when something new is coming out?
No, that's actually a really good idea for next year. We might have to sneak some secret launch dates in there, but it's actually just a calendar. Our really talented photography team took all these awesome pictures, and we were like, hey, let's do a calendar. So, yeah, that's about all there is to it. It's a really good-looking calendar.
Did somebody take pictures at the 2020 party? Because you guys had some crazy stuff going at your booth out in Boulder, Nevada. I mean, I tried to film some of it, but I mean, some of the stuff was just crazy happening out there. Guns running like a Swiss watch.
Yeah, we're always taking pictures. So,
yeah. So what would you like to talk about next at Premiered?
We could talk about our action. That'd probably be a good gateway for the next two.
Please do.
Yeah, so our action it's a bolt action that you can build. It kind of falls in line with our existing business model as far as catering for the builder, but it's kind of a whole new platform. I kind of alluded to it earlier when I said stepping out of AR-15s. So it's an action that you can buy like a receiver. You can think of it kind of like buying a lower, and then you go from there and you can kind of build it how you want it. So we took a lot of steps with the feature set to make sure it was compatible with a lot of stuff existing on the market. So it doesn't lock someone into a proprietary system.
Right. I see a lot of companies going in that direction, and I guess that's, you know, for me, that would be a perfect kind of gun for me to have, because I'm 60 years old. My days of running and gunning with an AR-15 platform, as much as I hate to admit it to myself, are grinding down slowly. And a bolt gun, which would be a more precise gun, would be a sort of a nice segue, especially with the is this like a modern approach on the bolt gun, what we're seeing coming out, especially from you guys?
There's definitely certain aspects of it that are, you know, more modern, I guess, as far as the technology and the feature set we kind of looked at. We spent a lot of time looking at what shooters are looking for now and how we can give them a premium action experience they can still build without a lot of those traditional barriers to entry associated with building a custom bolt rifle.
Now, how could, with this action, could they actually piece together a rifle? Do you guys have all of the other parts to go with it to make this gun?
Yeah, at launch we will, for sure. The kind of the main pieces that give you a lot of this flexibility, though, are going to be your barrel. It takes Savage Small Shank prefits, so there's tons of people making those. The footprint of the action is going to be Remington 700, so there's any chassis or stock that exists that fits that pattern and this action will fit in. And then same thing for the triggers. I think the 700 triggers installed via a hanger. So it really gives ultimate control to the builder. You know, there's tons of aftermarket support, and it's all stuff that's relatively easy to install on the action.
So when you guys decided to build this, did you have to go to Remington and get templates and everything to make sure that this would work with this when you guys decided to choose this as one of the things it would work with and be compatible with?
No, we didn't. We actually have a really talented engineering team, and they were kind of able to look. It's kind of these are all kind of standard things in the market. A lot of the custom actions you see follow that same footprint. So the engineering guys, they were able to figure it out. They did a really good job. I think they hit this one out of the park, and they were able to get something out there that I'm personally super excited to get in the hands of the public.
Will this be magazine fed?
Yeah. So it'll be, it's compatible with, depends on kind of the chassis you use. But like for our chassis, for example, it'll be AICS and AIAW mag. So, definitely kind of targeted at that box fed, option there.
That is one I want to see. I imagine that would be sort of coming from you guys, that would look sort of cyberpunkish almost to me, which I think that's a great idea.
They look super good when they're all built out.
What calibers?
So for what we will support at launch, as far as the barrels we'll be selling on the website, it'll be 6mm, 6.5, Creedmoor, as well as 308. That being said, though, it has interchangeable bolt heads and, like I said, Take Savage small shank prefits. So the options are pretty limitless as far as what you want to build it in, right? If you have a caliber that'll fit in that action and we have a bolt head for it, you can build to that.
So with all of this convertibility, is this just indicative of your AR-15 background at Arrow to where, you know, people look at AR-15s and they say it's like a Lego set, that you can do anything with it. And it sort of sounds like this was built into this, but at the same time, it's a different gun. But it sounds like it's a different type of gun, but the bolt action, this sounds like an Arrow Precision specific take on the bolt action gun.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely has, our DNA is throughout this project as far as when we were choosing the feature set. We could have done something proprietary, but that would have locked people in on the options they wanted, and that's not something we really wanted to do. We wanted to do something that's quality, has a ton of support, and that people can build how they want it, and that kind of, again, that Arrow Precision DNA of being there for the builder just very closely follows that.
That's going to be an exciting gun when it comes out. And this is the thing about the Arrow DNA, and we're about to head into the next break anyway. The Arrow DNA, the gun that I built, which I don't even know if that kit had a name for the type of gun it would build, but it's all Arrow parts except for the furniture. And the gun has never had a malfunction. I've tried to make it have a malfunction. And that was with the old, I haven't had a chance to shoot the new Pro Bolt Carrier Group yet, so I can only imagine that's going to be better. And with that being built into this new platform, this is almost like one of those hallelujah moments, isn't it? I mean.
Yeah, a lot of people were excited to see it, and we're really excited to get a lot of people who were really intimidated to get into that space. Have something that's more, you know, comfortable for them to build, not all those barriers to entry traditionally associated with it.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do when we get back. We're about to run out of time. Arrow Precision USA, this is where you can find the parts that are available right now. They have something they call the Knowledge Center, and the Knowledge Center is, it's exactly what it is. It's a bunch of how-tos. So build with confidence. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he'll be glad to talk about the pending retirement of Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, but not yet.
There has been no announcement from Justice Breyer. Let him make whatever statement he's going to make, and I'll be happy to talk about it later.
The liberal Breyer has been on the high court since 1994. He's expected to officially step down after the Supreme Court finishes its term in the early summer. The U.S. and its allies are offering Russia a clear diplomatic path forward on Ukraine if Moscow chooses to accept it. That's according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken. He says Russia must first de-escalate tensions along its border with Ukraine. Russia has been gathering troops and military equipment on the border for weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin has established a tip line for parents to report if their child's school is teaching racist critical race theory in classrooms. Youngkin saying the tip line is for parents to send us any instances where they feel their fundamental rights are being violated, where their child is not being respected, and where there are inadvertently divisive practices in their schools. The COVID-19 booster push in the United States is slowing down.
The CDC reports 40% of fully vaccinated Americans have received a booster dose. The average number of booster shots dispensed per day in the U.S. has plummeted from a peak of 1 million in early December. It fell to about 490,000 as of last week. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking to Kirk Foreman from Aero Precision, and the one thing I was going to say, I tried bolt guns one time, Kirk, and I was severely lambasted for doing it. Apparently, there's a different way to shoot a bolt gun than the AR guns, and I should have just stuck to that. However, given what you guys are coming out with, I may want to try that at some point. So, anyway, so what's next? And before I ask you that, did everybody come back from SHOT Show okay?
Yeah, everyone made it back okay. You know, nobody started growing third arms or anything weird, so can't ask for much more than that.
Besides the fact that obviously the crowd was smaller, and definitely the other aspects of it were smaller and condensed as well, still pretty good, I take it.
Oh, yeah, it was a great show, and the smaller crowd was almost a blessing in a way, because we were getting a lot of, while the conversations were fewer, it gave us a little more time, and we were having really good discussions with people. So, you know, it was kind of a trade-off for sure, but there was very much a silver lining there, you know?
Aero Precision booth at SHOT Show. I've been in there filming with various people, and I'll have people just walk between the two of us while there's obviously like a camera on us, and it's just because it's so busy there. There's so many people there trying to come in and make deals and buy parts and do all that other stuff, so they're looking for each and every little item that's out there, and each screw, each bolt, each adapter. Very interesting. So what is next on the premiere list?
So the last thing that we're doing, and this kind of falls in line with the action we were just talking about, was our new aluminum chassis. So it's a chassis system. It accepts Remington 700 footprint action. So if you have a gun, you can drop it in there, and gives you full adjustments on the stock. Pistol grip, takes AR pistol grips, AICS and AAW mags, full M-Lock in the front, Arca Swiss, kind of the whole nine yards, a full feature chassis from us.
And that will work with the action.
Yep, yep. All the ones you see on all the media coverage from the show, that's actually our action in our chassis, which is something really cool to finally get, you know.
I'd like to see a picture of that. I would indeed. So with that, if somebody got the action and somebody gets the chassis, what would somebody need in order to finish the gun out?
It'd be pretty much the big pieces would be your barrel, your trigger, and then obviously your optics up top. But that's right. Pretty much it. They're very simple systems. As far as how what you get and what you need to get after that, it's very few purchases versus an AR-15 where you can buy 100 things just to go on a rifle, right?
Right. That sounds really interesting. It's getting more and more. I tried to learn on a bolt gun with a Ruger scout rifle. And I liked it, but apparently, according to the people watching the video, I didn't know what I was doing, which I knew that already. But this is actually a platform I want to move to now, because that was 5 or 6 years ago. Now that I'm a little older, I'm ready to move to that. So that's going to be something that I'm going to have to. I want to be in on the loop on that one. I may be calling you up saying, "Take my money." I suppose
yeah, well,
you also
we'll
sell the. I suppose you also sell the triggers and everything else that I would need to finish that gun out, the barrel, everything else.
Yeah. So we'll have, we're not doing our own triggers, but we'll have, we're vendors for people that make them. So we'll have a couple different options on the website for you. We'll also have our barrel, a barrel line that'll go with it. If you want to go with one of our barrels.
Well, why wouldn't you? And this is the thing, though, the whole thing about this offering is I would expect people would want to actually go with the whole suite, if you will, the whole bolt gun suite of things that are available, because this is new for you guys. And how long in the making has this been?
We've been, it's been, since COVID started, it's been busy. So it's been, I don't remember exactly when we started. It's been about a little under a year, I think.
Right.
But we've been pushing real hard on it. And we, like I said, we have a whole engineering team dedicated to each one of these projects. So we've been, kind of keeping our heads down and, growing.
Now this just makes me wonder where you're going to go to next.
Yeah, that's the big question. I mean, we're definitely stepping up into, a more full-feature firearms manufacturer role now, and we're very happy to do so.
Well, there's some things. I've seen some things in your booth before that I've actually wanted to try, and I don't want to bring them up here because I don't know that you've ever released that actually out into the public. But I have seen some of the things that I guess you're either looking into, and some of it is actually. I mean, it'd be one of those things where you're like, how good could that possibly be? With some of the platforms that I've seen, some of the stuff at your booth for. That I don't see on the website, so I presume that, we'll have to have a talk about that offline, because I don't want to give anything away. But, with you guys, I would think the sky's the limit.
Yeah, and we're always looking for ways to innovate, right? Stepping out of AR-15s doesn't mean we're going to be neglecting that in the future. We're still, planning to be a big presence within that world, and anywhere we can innovate in there. We'll jump at that opportunity right. And continue to put pressure on that.
And we're going to talk about that in the next segment. But as far as are we going to see all of these things? Do you think we'll see them this year?
Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan. So we don't have hard calendar dates yet. We're still, working out some of the details. But we do plan to have all three of these items to market this year.
That's just so cool. That's just going to be so. The bolt gun I want to build one just to look at it, just to see how spacey it probably looks. How much do you think one of these things would weigh with the aluminum chassis?
It depends on how you build it. Your barrel, that's a huge determining factor, right? That can make or break a build for weight. It just kind of depends on how you build it. You know, scope, barrel, those are all important pieces.
Do they make a lightweight barrel that would go with that that's any good?
We'll probably have some sort of offering. In the bolt gun space, too, there's a lot of people doing, like, carbon fiber.
Right.
Those barrels are really light. Proof Research is a good example of a company that does a really good carbon fiber barrel that you can use. And that's, again, the beauty of it. You can build, you want a really lightweight build, you can go and get a Savage Prefit made from carbon fiber. There's a few people making them. Find some lightweight stock for it, drop it in that, and you have a really light package overall.
Well. Yep. And let me just take your friend request, too. I just saw that for some reason. I don't know why we're not already. Coming up on the break, and Aero Precision USA. This is, you go there, and if you have an AR-15 already, you can improve it. If you want to build one, you can build a superb one. The AR-15 build that I have here is the nicest one I've ever had. It's the longest AR. This gun is the longest AR-15 I've ever owned, Kirk. The longest one I've ever earned. Or kept. Most of the time, I'm looking for the next new thing, but this thing still amazes me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, well, it's brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We've been talking to Kirk Foreman from Aero Precision. And I want to break away from the what actually happens, what actually is now, what actually is coming now. And you guys, like I can just tell with the bolt gun, you know, when you guys look at saying, hey, let's do this, you also say, and it could work with this, and it could work with this, and it could work with this. So when you guys look at the AR-15 platform, are there some things that you guys have imagined already, and maybe it's just not logistically feasible to do some of this stuff now? But, I mean, really, how far do you think this platform could go? How far could somebody take one of these, What kind of parts can possibly be added to something to strengthen that kind of a platform to make it more of whatever you wanted it to be?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So, like, the AR-15 is super established now. It's the second most prolific rifle platform in the world, and in the consumer market, it's, I would arguably say it's the most prolific, right? So not going anywhere anytime soon. It's very established. And I think that it's going to continue to grow with a lot of the manufacturing and material technologies that we kind of grow into as that all progresses, right? And, I think that's a big piece of it. And that's a lot of what we do, right? Like the M41s were pretty unprecedented when they came out. Those are kind of our flagship receivers. It's a forged receiver, so you get that structural integrity, but we're able to do custom forgings and give people billet features in that. And it's going to be small refinements like that, I think, over time that's going to kind of amalgamate into, you know, that platform growing into the future.
So, okay. So let's talk about a few things that people look for today. For example, everybody's looking for an AR that doesn't weigh nothing. Now, is there a point in an AR's weight where you reach a diminishing return as far as, well, you know, it really needs to weigh at least this much? Because I've seen various people try to do like a polymer upper and lower of that, and I just don't know how long something like that could last, but they've done it in the interest of trying to save weight.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely, I'm not a proponent of polymer receivers, but I think as technologies and materials develop, I think we can kind of push that envelope closer and closer. I'll never complain about a rifle being too light, that shoots 5.56. You know, you get into your bigger calibers, then that's another story. I need to soak up a little bit of that recoil. But, you know, my AR-15, I will complain about it being heavy. So I definitely think there's that's one of those envelopes that I think people will constantly be pushing. It's just a matter of doing it without too much of a cost in the negative, which has kind of been that limiting factor right now.
Now, the whole thing, the whole thing with it for the AR-15, like when I was in, I was an M60 gunner. So when I did have to carry an M16, it was sort of like, oh, wow, I'm on vacation. So for me, I don't – is it the, all of the things they've added to it since the 80s and 90s where it was just a, you know, a carry handle and that was it? I mean, we didn't have optics. We didn't have to worry about lasers. We didn't have to worry about flashlights because we didn't have anything. We didn't have quad rails.
Yeah, I mean that was definitely, there was a trend, I would say, probably in the, like, right around 2010-ish. We saw people getting quad rails and they were putting all these accessories on their guns and they were making them really heavy. And then kind of the culture rebounded from that because people were like, okay, I got this, you know, 50-pound rifle, that's too much. We saw, and then, you know, 2015-ish, 2016, we saw this real heavy push towards lightweight builds, and where we sit today is kind of in the middle. It's people doing, you know, putting that weight in where you need it to have rigid parts, but not going way overboard where you're mounting a bunch of unnecessary accessories or super heavy pieces onto the gun to where it's not usable in a practical sense.
So when they're trying to save weight, are they actually giving they're losing rigidity? Is that what's happening when they try to make some compromise for weight?
You can. That's the thing. It's always you know, a compromise for the most part. There's a balance in there somewhere. And again, that has a lot to do with manufacturing materials, technologies. We do a really good job of it in some instances. Like our Alice handguards are a great example of this. They're a good rigid handguard, and they also don't weigh a ton. So it's just a matter of kind of finding that node between weight savings and structural rigidity, and kind of running with it. You know.
What do you think is the sweet spot as far as weight?
I mean, that's a really hard question. I don't target a weight. I just do, you know, as much as I need or as little as I can. When I build my rifle, I get my barrel length and then kind of go from there, put the accessories I need on it, and kind of go from there. I'm not going to just bolt stuff on and meet that weight. If I'm going to do what I need to do as light as I can, if that makes sense.
It does. Now, I'm not trying to step on anybody's toes here, but does it puzzle you as much as it puzzles me with the M16 platform? When I was training with the M16 platform in the U.S. military, we were strongly urged to, in the event that we took this weapon into combat, to remain on semi-auto. And now, there's always somebody trying to come out with something that mimics full auto. And yet, at the same time, I've always thought the weapon was designed more as a more precise instrument, because I know the AK can run full auto without a hitch, but it's such a heavy gun. It's running that, you know, it's not gas impingement, so it's got more moving parts and more things keeping it where it maintains itself. But it also shakes itself to death.
Yeah, I think AR-15s, you know, in the full auto realm, I guess. I don't speak on tactics, right? But
right.
Kind of just from a functional perspective, full auto on an AR-15, you know, those intermediate, that 5.56 cartridge, it actually does really well. So I mean, I definitely see the appeal of it.
Just makes me wonder sometimes, especially with the cost of ammo nowadays.
It is
that always
expensive.
Makes me, yeah.
But I will say it is also a lot of fun.
it's an awful lot of fun. But when I was in the military, I got so much of that after you fired the M60, which I don't even know if they field that anymore, but after you fired the M60, everything else for me paled in comparison, although I never got to fire a saw.
Yeah,
but that's all beside the point.
Yeah, I mean, golf heads are fun. I won't deny that.
Have we reached peak accessories, for example, on the AR-15, you think?
Oh, no, we're far from it. There's still a lot of companies, especially like Magpul is doing a lot of really cool stuff right now that they've kind of been teasing at SHOT Show. And then you get into the whole night vision realm, and that's constantly evolving, and there's a whole slew of accessories that'll go on the rifles as a result of that. So there's I think we're not even near the peak of that.
That's interesting. That's really interesting. So let me think if I'm gonna. So with muzzle devices, I see that you've got a few other muzzle devices up there. I presume that's still evolving, although we don't really have that much time to get into it. But that's the thing I like about the Aero Precision website, is it always seems to have additions to it. Listen, thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having us, Bill. We're always happy to be on. So.
Hey, well, I mean, you guys can come on anytime you like. So thank you very much for coming on tonight.
Yeah, no problem.
Roger that. Okay, so as for me, I'll be back in about 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.